and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Carrie Walthall to the podcast. Carrie is the owner of Iron Crow Antiques, which is located over on Central Avenue. To start with, tell me a little bit about how big your location is and, you know, what kinds of things people can find there.
The front of the store is a little deceiving. It looks small, but it's a pretty good-sized store. We have four bays in the Freeman Center, so we actually have four storefronts. I would guess it's probably 8,000 square feet. We mostly do advertising and collectibles, and there's a good mix, though. There is Victorian furniture, there's glassware, there's pottery. We have one guy who focuses on cast iron, old cast iron pieces, and another vendor in the store who focuses on, he does a lot of rugs. He likes tribal type things. But it's a good mix, and mostly I would say a large part of our inventory, though, is oil and gas and signage and collectibles.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you've got a couple of vendors.
I think we have six. Six vendors, yeah.
Okay, so you do a little bit of consignment.
A little bit,
Most of it is stuff that you have collected or have gotten over the years.
Right.
So what is it that seems to be the draw of old signs like that, like old gas signs and bread signs and old advertising type things?
Just nostalgia, I guess. Around here, there's a lot of people who have man caves, and they're doing their garage, and they're setting up places to cook out and grill. And so we sell a lot of that type stuff just for decoration, for things like that. But there are some serious collectors in town and they're getting very scarce. They're getting very hard to find. So we have a younger clientele there at the store, and they seem to be intrigued by the stuff from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. I guess things that their parents probably likely talked about or had. And so we've seen a movement away from like the older things to a lot of the things from the 60s and the 70s, even the 80s, that they're using. You know, they're more interested in the more recent signage and collectibles than the old howdy doody, and I guess probably they don't even know who those people are.
Right. So there's been this move, like you said, with the younger generation who are going towards to get things that are what we wouldn't consider antique.
Right, because they're as old as we are.
Exactly. So, you know, you've been in this business a while. I think you said you were in Pine Bluff before you came here. But tell me a little bit about how you kind of got into the antique business.
When I was in college, I actually went to college in Henderson, and I lived in Pine Bluff. And when I would drive to college, I would stop at the junk stores and the antique stores between here and there, going both ways. And then I started going to auctions. I was probably 18 or 19. And in my early 20s, I decided to get a little antique booth. And so I got a booth in a store, and I started selling out of that booth. And it just kept growing. The next thing you know, I had two booths, and then I had three booths. And I had two small children, and I'd wag my kids around with me to the flea markets and to the auctions. And I had a really large store in Pine Bluff. We had about 18,000 square feet there. And I relocated to Hot Springs, and thought I was done with the antique business. And I was here about 2 years, and I just kept, it's like an illness. It's a sickness. You just keep doing it. And my garage got full. My closets were full, and I thought, what am I going to do? So a friend of mine here, Brian Couch, he's actually my partner in the store. He was kind of in the same boat. And we just talked about it and said, let's just try a store on Central and see what happens. So,
yeah. And you said that y'all have been open about a year and a half now?
Uh-huh. Since last December.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what it was like to open up you know, a place like that, because like you said, you'd been out of it for a while, just as a retailer, you've been out of it, but you've been collecting stuff still.
You know, it was a little scary, but we figured with the tourism downtown and the new interest in this type of stuff from this younger generation that it would be okay. So it took us, people will come in the store and say, gosh, y'all must have been here for years. And we're like, no, we've only been here a year and a half. Like, how'd you get so much stuff in this building? But really, we set it up in about a month. Wow. And got it. We just keep adding to it, though. It just keeps getting thicker and thicker in there. And so it wasn't too scary. It was okay. We got it together pretty quick, and it's an interesting store. It really is.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously December of 21, I guess, that would have been after the bulk of COVID, but you still had a little bit of the holdout. How was that kind of?
You know, it was okay. What we found during COVID, and especially toward the end of COVID, people were so ready to get out of their house. Mm-hmm. And a store like that is a good place where you can go. You're not crowded and kind of move at your own pace, go in your own areas. You come in and look around. Nobody bothers you. So people could stay away from each other. I think flea markets and antique stores did really well during COVID because it was just a way for people to get out. And since that time, we've seen a new interest in a lot of things that people being more health conscious and people being more worried about waste. And so we've seen a lot of people move back toward the use of cast iron. You know, they don't want to use that stuff that's got the coatings and all that. They want to use something that's more natural. So also, interesting enough, we've had a lot of people looking for glass bowls and the old glass refrigerator jars and things like that because they want to move away from plastic. So it's kind of nice to see people reusing things and repurposing things. I just hate waste.
Right.
I hate waste. And I don't care what you use something for. I just want to see it reused.
Right. So you said that a lot of the people who tend to be coming in, or you're seeing a lot more of the younger generation coming in.
Quite young.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what would you say? I mean, are we talking 20s or?
We had two or three parents come in last week with their kids that were 12 and 13, and that was where the kids wanted to come, not necessarily where the parents wanted to come. You know, they like old military stuff. They like old cap guns. They like old metal cars and toy cars. And I would say, though, you know, the between 19 and 28 is a really common thing there. And, you know, they're thrifting. They're going to the Goodwills and the Salvation Armies. Mm-hmm. And they're just more consciously aware of the environment. And they want to reuse stuff.
Yeah. So do most of the clientele tend to be locals, or are you getting a lot of tourists?
Mostly tourists. I would guess it's 75% of our business is tourists.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of tourists. And there's such a big group of antique stores and flea markets and thrift stores in Hot Springs that you get a lot of people who come here just for that.
Right.
So they just go from store to store to store. So, you know, you get travelers that come in, and that's their only reason for coming to Hot Springs is to hit all the little markets.
Right. And that was something I was going to ask you about is, you know, with there being so many, you know, what kind of sets y'all apart from, you know, say somebody two doors down?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very different mix. And we should call it collectibles instead of antiques. I mean, we do antiques. I love primitives, and I like old pottery and old glass. My partner, he's more into the old tin lithograph cars, and he loves Hot Wheels and things like that. We don't do anything. There's no modern things there, though. You know, there's a lot of stores you go in that say they're antiques, but they'll have things they bought from Mexico and they've ordered from China. Right. And we don't do that. We don't do those things. We in our vendors, we make sure that they understand that what they bring in, it's got to be vintage at least. Which vintage we refer to as 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, there's just this movement away from that traditional marble top Victorian it's not practical. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're looking for more practical things that they can actually put in their homes and use. Right. So, and a lot of that stuff built mid-century. We do a lot of mid-century stuff. It's very well made, and it's going to last.
Yeah.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Now, I was looking at your Facebook earlier, and, you know, there's so much stuff. I mean, like you mentioned, the cast iron, there's signs. You know, I saw an old stone eagle off of a
Of a federal building, yeah.
You know, and if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw some old model cars, maybe from the 70s
and
80s.
Probably some old spurs, some old swords. I mean, there's just a mix, yeah.
Yeah. So with you, what is it that always kind of drew you to, or what was it that always interested you about collecting? Because with there being such a breadth of stuff in there that you're trying to, you know, get a lot of people, is most of this stuff just stuff that you have collected over the years, or since you've opened, have you started to try
to? Oh, yes. I mean, some of it was stuff from a personal collection, and my partner had a huge collection of signs, and he's let go of a few of those. But mostly it's stuff we go out and find. I mean, we go pick. Mm-hmm. We went yesterday. We had a guy call us, and he had some stuff he wanted to get rid of, and we drove over to Haskell and looked through his stuff and picked what we wanted. I mean, it's really a little bit like the show, the picker show.
Yeah.
We're going next week to the Pettijean car show. Mm-hmm. And we always find hood ornaments and instrument panels and things like that we get while we're there. So we go out and find it. We do. We do estate sales. We do auctions. We'll buy on Marketplace. But a lot of it is people will call and say, hey, I've got this garage full of stuff. You want to come up here and see if there's anything you want, and we'll go dig through it. Or there's a shed out back that nobody's been in 60 years. You want to see if there's anything in there you want before we tear it down.
Right.
And so we'll go dig through it and look for stuff. We've both been doing it for about 30 years.
Right.
So we just kind of have a good, and we sell on eBay too. We have mm-hmm. a big eBay business. So we have just kind of have an eye for what people are looking for.
Right. So do you ever have an instance where somebody comes in and says, you know, I'm really looking for whatever?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not something that you have, or it's something that, you know, you might have, you know, seen 20 years ago. They'd be like, I might know somebody that has it. Do you do anything like that?
Oh, yeah. And the antique dealers here, which includes the flea markets, the thrift mm-hmm. stores, are really good about, I mean, we recognize, all of us, that it's the overall draw that brings people here.
Right.
And so we help each other. I mean, I send people to other stores all the time. You know, if someone's looking for old, maybe gambling items, mm-hmm. I'll send them down to Mike Shaw's because I know he has that. Or if someone's decorating a condo and they're looking for a dining room suit and a server, I'll send them to the Central Marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and we all help each other that way. And somebody will come in every now and then and say, I was down at so-and-so, and they sent me down here because they said you had signs. So it's very common here for us all to help each other.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of that old-time feel of, you know what somebody else has.
We all shop each other's stores, so we all know what the other one has. Yeah.
So what is it that you enjoy the most about the antique business, either collecting or
you know, I like saving things. I love primitives. I've always loved old wooden handmade butter paddles and cabinets, and I just love primitives. I love things that people made with their hands.
Right.
And I really like stuff that's very basic and very simple, and I just like to see them saved. You know, I know I said this two or three times already, but I do hate waste.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to see these things saved and reused. And you like to learn the history and the stories. And I'll give you an example. Last week, this guy came in. He was a young guy. He was probably 22. And he was looking for old military stuff. And I had this little handmade sewing pouch that had cross-stitched on the front U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it was military, but I didn't know anything about it. And I just put $5 on it because I like textiles, too.
Right.
And it was a little textile piece. And so when he came up to the counter, he was so excited. He said this was a pattern that during World War II, they sent to the homemakers clubs and asked them to make these, World War I, that they asked them to make these pouches for the soldiers.
Wow.
So the homemakers clubs in the counties would sit and make all these, and they would ship them to the front lines. And the guys would keep their, maybe their toothpicks and their sewing needles and their maybe knives or spoons or just whatever they had, and they would wrap them in these little things and keep them secure. And it was one of the things he was so excited because he got it for $5 in the store. But right. I didn't know that, and I've been doing this for a long time. I had no idea what it was.
Right.
So it was, so now that's part of a real collection, and he's got the history and the story behind it.
Right.
And it was nice to see it move from no knowledge from me to a wealth of knowledge that he had. And he was a kid.
Right. And that's something that if, you come across something like that again,
now
somebody
I know
else
what it
comes
is.
In, you
yeah.
can tell them the story.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's you're constantly educated on things. We learn things every week. We'll find something and be like, what in the world is this? I don't know what it is, but I know it's old and it's cool. And a lot of times Mike Shaw, he's my go-to.
Right.
I'll call Mr. Shaw or send him a picture and say, what in the world is this? And usually he's like, oh, one thing I had recently, he said, I think that's an old machine they use to mark the names of businesses on barrels. Like when they would ship whiskey and stuff in barrels, and
right.
they would use that, it would impress. I was like, well, how in the world did he know that?
Right.
But he knew it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, you mentioned two or three times you've got some old military things. Do you have a lot of that, or is that just kind of stuff?
We do at times. Mm-hmm. It's you never know what you're going to have in there because it's just what you find.
Right.
But we do look for military stuff. Yeah. We love World War II stuff and the old World War II shovels, the personal stuff that the guys carried with them.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have a vendor who does a lot of military. In fact, I sold an old military hat yesterday and to a young guy, really young guy.
Right.
Yeah, we keep a lot of that, quite a bit.
Yeah. Is that something that you see a lot of interest in?
Yes, a whole lot of interest in that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of interest in that. A lot of people collecting the old Hot Wheels and, again, things that were from the 70s or 80s that don't really seem like antiques to us. But
right.
lots of interest in Hot Wheels, the old movie stuff from, like, Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back and have Ferris Bueller's Days Off and those kind of things. People are looking for stuff from those movies, too.
Right.
The old memorabilia that was sold in bulk.
But you just can't
Sesame Street,
anymore.
You know.
Right. Okay, cool. So, when are y'all open and where can people find you?
We are open every day except Tuesday. I teach at the college here, and Tuesday is my teaching day, and I just have to have a day where I don't think about that store.
Right.
So I am closed on Tuesday, but every other day we're open. And we're usually, a Sunday we're only open from 10 to 3, but the rest of the days we're open from 10 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that includes days when y'all are out picking?
Yeah, we have a couple of our vendors work for us
okay.
on the days that we can't come in on, like Mondays and Wednesdays. We have a couple of girls who are vendors, and they work for us and keep the store going. And then I have a Amy and a couple of other people that are antique. I can call them on a minute's notice and say, hey, we got a trip we got to go on.
Right.
Can you come in and work for us today?
Yeah.
So.
So, what's a good phone number? Or I know you're on
Facebook. I don't even know the phone number because it's just in my phone as store.
Right.
We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. I'm pretty good about posting on Facebook. I've been a little, I'm finishing up a master's degree right now, and I've been a little busy. But there is a Facebook page. There's a website. And we are right downtown, right across from the Waffle House and near the racetrack.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're in the old Freeman Center.
Okay.
And there's a couple of other stores right there in the center with us.
Right.
So we'll have people who come just to shop our three stores.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.